You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Well, hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that is coming up on Thursday the 7th of March, and we're going to be racing to Wincanton in the afternoon, also at Carlisle and Southall. We've got an Irish meeting over at Thurles, and in the evening we're on the poly track at Chelmsford. So it gets underway at 1:30. Mark Walton going to be your presenter throughout the afternoon, so please do join us for that. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, back in the company of Chris Pimlott. Hello, Pimmers, how are you? It's been a while.
Very good afternoon to you, Jimmy. Good to see you, old boy. Yes, our paths haven't crossed too much of late, but we've come to the crossroads once again.
Yes, I couldn't persuade the powers that be to keep me off the road on the days you're in any longer, and so we're sat in the same room together once again.
Whoa. Like love is in the air.
It really is. Looking forward to Cheltenham?
Can't wait. Yeah, counting down, aren't we? Counting down. Obviously, these are very, very tension times for trainers, owners, jockeys, aren't they? Because each day we pick up the paper, we pick up the iPad, the information is there.
Do you pick up the iPad, Pimmers?
No, somebody does it for me. I have a man to organise it.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? And all the time we're having an update that something fallen by the wayside. Now, what do you think, Jimmy? And I know you're not really the size and shape to be a jockey.
If anyone's ever met me, they will testify for that.
But what do you think now, through the likes of Nico de Bonville, Harry Cobden, Barry Garrity, Wayne Hutchinson, Dickie Johnson, what do you think is going through their mind right now? We're about 4 days away from the festival.
Well, I'm sure that they're very tense, you know, thinking about the big rides that they got coming up. I'm sure that the ongoing sort of internal political disputes that are going on inside of racing as regards prize money at the moment are forefront of some of their minds as well in terms of the meetings that we've got coming up before Cheltenham. But look, I hope that despite the issues we've had with prize money and with Equine Flu and whatever so far in 2019, Cheltenham is just going to be 4 days where the sport can be showcased to the best of its ability, and we can have a good time.
Didn't answer the question, Jimmy.
I thought they'd be thinking about some of the big rides.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I don't think
worried.
They'd be thinking about the prize money at all, to be honest. One piece.
Nico de Bonville tweeted, interestingly, yesterday that he's, I can't remember what meeting it is, but one of the ones where the boycott's taking place, he's going to keep riding there, but he is going to donate his riding fee to the Indy Jockeys Fund.
Right, okay, well, that's fair enough. Yeah, but it's staying in one piece now, isn't it? Getting to the festival in one piece, fit, healthy, well.
Yeah.
If they get there and they get injured, not a big deal.
Well, they might disagree.
Well, no, but you've got there. Getting there is the important thing. And again, in the past, and this won't happen now, that we've seen jockeys get whip bands that make them miss the festival.
Yeah.
So that's obviously they're too close to the festival. Now that's going to happen. But yeah, I think it's the big boy is staying in one piece now, treading carefully between now and next week, and then hit the road running next Tuesday.
Well, looking forward to that. We'll take a look at Thursday's racing in a minute. First of all, just a few big topics ahead of the festival. We've had a going update as we record this on Wednesday in the morning. The ground, a combination of good to soft and soft. The Racing Post are reporting there's been plenty of overnight rain. There is a little bit more rain forecast in the build-up to the festival as well. So basically what we're talking about is good to soft ground, but there are a couple of places where there is soft ground at the moment as they turn out of the home straight, for example, and just before the turn for home on the new course, that's soft, and one of the other downhill runs as well. So sections of the course at the moment, soft ground, Pimmers, yeah. But who knows what's going to happen next week at this rate. You remember what it was like last year for a lot of the festival? The form book was out the window to a certain extent.
It was, because it got so wet, didn't it? Again, I think, is it Simon Clay still the clerk of the course?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he must be relieved that this rain has come, because he must have been in a real catch-22 thinking, do I turn those taps on? Because, you know, if the rain does come, then it's going to scupper me. But if the rain doesn't come, I'm not going to be able to provide the good to soft ground that I need to provide on the opening day. So I think he'll be delighted with that. If there's some more rain in the forecast, that's going to keep it good to soft, soft in places. And I think any national hunt horse should be able to act on that type of going. It should be a fair level playing field for them all. And hopefully that slightly slower ground will help keep the horses safe.
Yeah, well, that's what you want, isn't it? You want that nice middle ground where it's not unsafe because it's too fast, but it's not too attritional either. So
that's right.
Maybe we're heading for soft ground for the festival. We'll keep an eye on that in the build up to Tuesday. We have heard this morning Nicky Henderson reporting that leading RSA Chance Santini is back on track for the festival. Been very touch and go the last few days. We heard that he lost a shoe there, Pimmers, for a little bit, and some of those at Seven Barrows were a little bit concerned. Sounds like he's back on track for the festival now. Reminds me of Altior, obviously from the same yard last season, where it seemed a little bit 50-50 in the build-up to the festival, whether he was going to go. Of course, he did, and he won the champion chase. We've heard that Santini's lost a shoe here, Pimmers. With your experience in mind, what will that involve when you've got the build-up to a big race coming up?
Well, obviously, the main thing is that when they realised he'd lost the shoe. So if he's pulled up from the gallop and they've realised that the shoe's come off, they'll have kept him on some soft ground. They'll have got his hoof bandaged up so that instead of walking on the bare foot, bare hoof, you've got some protection from it. What's happening between is obviously the difficult bit as he just bruised his foot. So just like you getting a bit of a bruise where they would put it in a hot bucket of water and salt and just try and, you know, get that bruising out, or whether they just think he might have just chipped a little bit of the hoof the side and whether he can get the shoe back on. So quite a few permutations of what could have happened having lost the shoe. It's not ideal, but for me, that's not the end of the world for them. I'm sure they'll have a farrier with the expertise to be able to get that shoe back on. And again, if he's just galloped that day when the shoe's come off, then he wouldn't really be being put under too much pressure between then and now. So more than likely routine stuff between now and the festival. So, yeah, I think that should all be well. And I think, again, to be fair to Nicky Henderson, he's usually very upfront regarding the health of his horses. So if he says he's going the right way, I think that's a real positive.
OK, well, we'll keep an eye on that in the build-up to the festival as well. And also, news this morning of one horse who won't be going to the Cheltenham Festival. Well, we heard that Fox Norton was ruled out of the Ryanair, but another one will be the Last Samurai. And that's because the Last Samurai has been retired. Pimmers, of course, the former Grand National runner-up. He placed in the cross-country chase at the Cheltenham Festival. He was a winner of the Grimthorpe Chase a few seasons ago. He's been a great horse down the years for a number of trainers, actually. Originally with Donald McCain, then with Kim Bailey, Harry Fry this season, but we found out that he ran his last race at Newbury on the weekend.
Yeah, again, he's been a fantastic servant to the Roonies. He's a very tough, consistent horse. As you say, he ran a blinder in defeat. I think he's behind Roll of Honour in the National.
Rule the World.
And again, it's been... yes, answer it, good man. And again, it's been, an illustrious career without quite hitting the heady heights
yeah.
of Gold Cup or National wins, but he was a very, very tough and resilient racehorse. And he was a beautiful jumper, wasn't he?
Yeah. And we'll wish him a long and happy retirement as well, the Last Samurai. He's been retired.
A lot of these horses now, when you say retire in inverted commas, he might just be going on to be a happy hacker.
Yeah.
He might go on to be a racehorse, a riding horse. You know, if he's got the constitution and got the temperament, you know, he doesn't just get left in a field and forgotten about, you know?
Because
there could be another life after racing for him.
I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but sometimes you hear people say, don't you, that people say, oh, well, I hope that such and such a horse now he's retired can have a nice, happy life in a field. But I say a lot of these horses, because they've been active their whole lives, they don't just want to have a happy
life. Oh, no, they don't want to be just chucked in the nursing home and forgot about,
yeah,
drip-fed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's happened to our very own McNaughton, and I feel sorry for him, you know? We don't want this to happen to the horses. But often, as I say, there's life after racing for them nowadays.
So happy retirement or whatever he goes on to do. Did a last summary. Let's now turn our attention from Cheltenham to what's happening on Thursday.
Have we not done them yet?
Well, the day-to-day racing rolls on, doesn't it?
Well, we seem to have been here an age.
Well, it's the build-up to the biggest week of the year.
Ah, right, OK.
Wincanton tomorrow is one track where there have been decent turnouts, and we've got some fair quality racing as well for the time of week. Bimmers, you've got two selections in two of the consecutive races, the 210 and the 240. So let's start off with your selection in the 210. It's a handicap hurdle over the extended 2 mile, 5 furlong trip.
Yeah, very competitive, as you'd imagine. Plenty come here with good form behind them. But I'm going to take a chance with Evidence de Tay, who was pulled up the last time we saw him 48 days ago. And I'm going to have to forgive him for that. I don't know the reason why he pulled up. But prior to that, his form was rock solid. He's very tough, very consistent. And as I say, if you can forgive him that little hiccup, or should I say forgive her that little hiccup 48 days ago, then I think she can bounce back to form. Obviously, the market will be a bit of an influence for you as well. Trained by Philip Hobbs, whose horse is in good form at the moment. Barry Garrity supporting the colours of JP McManus. Of the others that I thought had a bit of a chance, My Place at Midnight's been in tough and consistent form of late. Doesn't know how to run a bad race, this son of Midnight Legend. The Millman horse ran plenty well enough 6 days ago, Champagne Champ. And the other one I thought could be interesting, but we haven't seen him for 448 days, is King's Ride, trained by Nicky Henderson and ridden by Nico de Bonville. Again, market will tell us where we're at with that one.
But we're going for the McManus mare, Evidence to Tie.
That's the one.
And the 240 is the other race we're going to be looking at. Look at a handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong. A slightly smaller field for this one. Pimmers, we've got 9 runners declared.
Yeah, but again, very competitive. Looking at them, there's a lot of horses here that can run a good race, finishing second and third without quite getting the head in front. And that certainly can be said about Len Brennan. And the other horse that's very tough and consistent is Zamparelli from the Skelton Yard. And the other one that I thought was interesting is One of Us, trained by Nick Williams. Twiston Davies taking the mountain. I thought One of Us ran plenty well enough in defeat last time out, and I'm hoping that tomorrow can get his head in front.
One of Us, the pick then for Chris Pimlott in that 240 at Wincanton. You can hear the racing from Wincanton, Carlisle, Savile Thurles and Chelmsford on Racing Radio. It gets underway from 1:30. Please do join us then in the build-up to the Cheltenham Festival. All the latest from us here on Racing Radio on the Daily Racing Podcast. And Pimmers, thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.